And we're back on Know Your States, Know Your Community. And we're moving on now to the Mountain State, the 39th most populous state, home to 1,769,000 people. The 35th state in the Union, which split from another state on June 20th, 1863, and joined the Union. We're talking to a West Virginian named Donna Parrish. Hi, Donna. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Jack.
And where are you from within West Virginia?
The very southern part, Welch. If you look at the map there, it's just over the border, actually, in the mountains. Of course, if you're in West Virginia, you're in the mountains. Welch is part of McDowell County, and back in when I lived there, which was in the 50s, it produced more coal than any other area in the world.
I was going to ask you that. First of all, how big is Welch? Or when you were there, was it?
When I was there, I think it was around 40,000. The county was 100,000.
Whoa.
I think now it's around 3,000, 3,000 to 4,000.
So coal was the main industry.
Coal was king.
King, okay.
It was. I did a little bit of research because when you're 4 and a half, you're not real aware of your surroundings. Mm-hmm. But in the 50s, for example, there were two cities in the United States where you could purchase Chanel perfume. One was New York City and one was Welch, West Virginia.
What? Okay.
Can you explain that?
Yeah.
Maybe they smelled bad. I don't know.
Okay.
There was a lot of money going around then.
Were you, when you were growing up, did you see miners walking through town?
Yes.
So you have that
memory? Oh, yes. Actually, there were several mines close by, but the important thing that happened at Welch was that the coal was processed. So there was a creek, and we were in the mountains. Everybody in West Virginia is in the mountains, pretty much. There was a creek across from our house, which usually ran black. And then there was a street, and then we went up a set of stairs to our front yard, and then up a set of stairs to our front door. And then we went out their back door. We went up a set of stairs to the road behind us.
Whoa.
All right.
Whoa. Okay. I'm trying to visualize that. You know, one set up from the creek, one set up to the next to the house, and then one up to the...
Yes.
So, yeah. So what was it like being a child with that sort of, like, you'd go out and play in the front lawn? It wasn't a flat.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. And in fact, my father mowed the lawn with a manual mower and tied a rope to it so that if he lost hold on it, it didn't go down into the traffic.
Whoa. I mean, that must have been a challenge.
Yeah, I think. When you're a kid, you don't know that the rest of the world isn't like that.
Yeah, that's right.
Is it like I can picture the city of Butte or something like that, where it's all on one mountainside? Is that kind of the same thing?
That's pretty much it.
It's built on one hill.
There were communities in the hollers all around, but Welch was just right there. Yeah.
Yeah.
And there were days that my mom would hang the clean clothes out on the line, and she'd bring them in, and she'd have to wash them again because the coal dust was falling from the sky.
Wow.
Whoa.
And we moved from there when I was about five, and we moved to East Tennessee. And, you know, as a kid, you like to run out in the rain barefoot and squish the mud through your toes.
Of course.
And I remember the first time I did that in Tennessee in the red clay, and I got in the tub, and I was shocked that the water wasn't black.
Oh, no kidding.
Wow.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What were the seasons like? Can you remember, did you get snow?
Oh, we got great snow. At least when I was a kid, I thought it was great. And in fact, there were at least two roads in the town that the policemen would block off for sledding.
Well, they had the hills there for it.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
That must have made... walking treacherous, driving treacherous, I would imagine. How about summers?
I don't remember a lot. They were pleasant. We played outside. It wasn't oppressive.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Do you have any memories of, unique food items that you'd associate with? We've been asking that of all the different people whom we've interviewed. Anything unique from the state that you...
I don't know if it's unique, but it's very common when a lot of states it's not. And that one thing is black walnuts. Black walnuts have a strong flavor.
Right.
You have to probably have been born eating them, and I love them, but not everybody else does. And they are a pain to pick because you don't crack the shell and the nut falls out. You have to dig into the shell to get it.
It's work.
It's work. It's work.
It's work. Well, you know, what I'm wondering, when you mentioned about your mom's bed sheets,
yeah,
did the vegetation have, or do you have any memories?
It probably rained enough that...
Okay. Was it a lot of overcast days?
It got its fair share. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. And fall time?
Very pretty. The Appalachians, you know.
Sure, I do. I did do a little bit of, I never got as far up to West Virginia on the Appalachian Trail. Only 4 miles are totally in the state. Then there's a chunk that shares a border with Virginia. And so that's on the Appalachian Trail. But I never got up that far. And I always wanted to because it was only 4 miles in the state.
That's enough.
Yeah. With those hills,
yeah.
You're absolutely correct.
You mentioned that the state is almost all mountains, right?
Yeah.
What kind of mountains are these compared to the mountains in West Virginia? Compare them to what we see around here.
Actually, you look across the lake to Gold Hill or whatever. It's that kind of a mountain.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. They're not. It's not that high.
Mm-hmm.
The Appalachians are an old chain, you know, they're worn down, but mm-hmm. We don't have any nice flat areas like where Sandpoint rests, you know,
uh-huh.
It's just all hills. We didn't have any glaciers that came through.
Yeah. And so the towns, the places where people live tend to be in the valleys, right? Not on,
yeah,
you know,
right.
Not on hilltop, I guess.
Right, right.
Yes. Okay.
What's Western, did you ever get over, or do you have any of your memory of Western West Virginia?
I never got over on that side, but mm-hmm. you know that falls into eastern Kentucky, which is also coal mining area
area.
Yeah, so I think it's still mountainous there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, West Virginia for me is one of those states when I look at it, I wonder about how they got the borders. You know, the northwestern part is the Ohio River, but you know, as opposed to let's say a state like Colorado, that's all right angles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you look at West Virginia and, you know, in the northeast part, that little bit of Maryland sneaks in over on top. I'm sure, why didn't they let West Virginia have it?
Right. Well, and actually at the time it would have been Virginia because that was all the state of Virginia.
The whole state of Virginia. And and then that little squiggle part between Ohio and Pennsylvania. I'm sure there's a story behind that.
I bet there's some surveyor that made a mistake.
Yep.
You know, Virginia, there are the Shenandoahs, which are really part of the Appalachians.
Mm-hmm.
They're on western Virginia there. But the rest of the state was very much more conducive to agriculture and plantations. And West Virginia was, you know, people were just living by whatever they could find in the forest or whatever.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so they were not particularly keen to be in the South when the war began in the Civil War.
Mm-hmm,
and so
mm-hmm.
that's why they pulled away from Virginia. And that's why there's still strong feelings. And theoretically, that's where they say, West by God, Virginia.
Declaring the independence.
Yes.
Now, were your parents from West Virginia?
They were from North Carolina. North and South Carolina.
Okay, North and South Carolina. And because I was wondering if they had any stories, or even after you moved.
I remember my mother talking about when they moved to West Virginia, she had the longest time trying to understand what people were saying because the accents were so different there.
Interesting. How about after you moved to Tennessee?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pick up a story like, well, this is different from when we were in West Virginia in terms of I can leave my laundry hanging out, something like that?
I can't think of anything right offhand. But
Jack, have you ever been to West Virginia?
I never have.
Okay.
No. About the coal mining, was your father associated with the coal mine?
No, he wasn't. He was a minister.
Okay.
And we had lots of folks, of course, in our church who were affiliated with it. And in fact, my father kept for some reason, he's deceased now. And when we were going through his papers, he had this very formal looking ledger that was a record of all the births, baptisms, deaths, and marriages, that it just chronological. And we were, my siblings and I were amazed at what a high percentage of the deaths, he would write the cause of death, were black lung.
Black lung. Oh.
Oh, yeah. Hmm.
Yeah. It was tough.
How long did your parents live in West Virginia before they moved to Tennessee? Did they live there long before you came along?
Yeah. Well, they lived there 13 years all.
Okay. And so 8 years and then you, and then 5 years into Tennessee. Was the move to Tennessee, the church wanted them to relocate, or?
You know,
it's time for clean laundry.
This particular denomination, the pastors can kind of decide when they want to. We were Presbyterian.
Ah, okay.
And he had decided perhaps you get old after a while. To your parishioners, and it's time for a change. Mm. I also sort of wonder, he was on the board of directors of the school board, and this was in 1954 probably, and he called for desegregation. This was right after Brown versus Board of Education.
Mm.
And I think there was a lot of
tension.
Pushback, and maybe it would be safer if we moved out.
Okay, and do you have many memories of moving from West Virginia to East Tennessee?
No, only that we landed in Tennessee the first part of February, and it was the rainiest February they've had on record.
Ooh,
so we thought, okay.
Okay.
Here we are.
I think it was before we turned on the microphones that we asked, do you go back? Have you been back?
I have never been back. Never once. So, course, the thing is, my memories there are probably more of a time than a space. In fact, if you've ever saw the movie October Sky, which was based on Homer Hickman, that was Welch.
Yeah,
that was filmed in Welch.
It was about the little town that was right next to Welch, and Welch was the big city with the hospital. And in fact, it was my brother was his age, so we really felt.
Yeah.
Akin to that.
Yeah. Were you in school there when you were? No. You were just at home playing around.
Yeah.
Yeah, playing like a little kid.
Yeah, exactly.
What would have been the biggest city? Yeah, I mean, 40,000 is pretty big.
Yeah.
What would have been the biggest city around in that area? Because that's a part of the country that I'm not that familiar with. I am musically. I mean, what? Joni Mitchell, Morgantown.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what? John Denver.
Take me home.
Take me home.
Country roads. Yep. Mm-hmm.
We're covering it all, aren't we? Here.
Which I think I could be wrong about this, but I think he picked it just because he picked West Virginia because he liked the way it sounded, or the people
right.
who wrote
and
it. I don't think
fit
it was.
In with
yeah,
me.
And it made the.
He wasn't inspired by the topography.
No, I don't think so, because he kind of describes a, doesn't he? I mean, he kind of describes a flat country road to some extent, and it wouldn't have been like that exactly in West Virginia.
You know, there's a small little detail there that he has Spokane roots. John Denver did.
Really?
With the Chad Mitchell Trio that came from Gonzaga University. When Chad Mitchell stepped down, it became the Mitchell Trio, and John Denver took his place. And that's when he was, what, John Dusseldorf or something like that?
Oh, he did
like
have
it. So he's part of this area, and now he's part of West Virginia, country mama. Let's see, what else haven't we talked about with West Virginia?
Well, it was booming in the, I guess in the 40s and 50s, really. Very economically prosperous, but then the cost of that is, you mentioned the black lung that goes with it.
Right. And that was tough. That was really hard. And the companies were not, they purposely drug their feet on addressing it because they knew that those people would die and then they wouldn't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
And then they went to, like, essentially, I don't think they call it strip mining, but just coming in. It's much safer, and they used equipment.
equipment instead of people.
And then people were out of work. And now, of course, I think that whole area is known as being one of the victims of the opioid epidemic.
Yeah. I've got a, just a, you know, shows you my ignorance about mining. Is it a year-round occupation, or did people go into the ground?
Yeah, because it's warm down there.
Oh, okay.
I mean, warmer.
Warmer. Oh, interesting, you know, in terms of you could have, what, 4 feet of snow outside, but let's get down in there.
Yeah. I think
I never thought of that.
More or less the same very close to the same temperature year-round, I believe. And, I mean, just, we you know, there's mines in Wallace here in Idaho, too. Yeah, and they can just... In the summer, it's nice and cool, and in the winter, it's nice and warm.
It's just warm.
Always that kind of, I don't know. Whatever the temperature is, that's what it holds at for the most part. Interesting.
We've been asking everybody, but of course, as a five-year-old, and I think as a kid, you don't remember about humidity. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't remember as a kid growing up in Indiana, humidity, but boy, do I know it now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and I can't say that I know about it. From there, I certainly know. I mean, I remember it. I was old enough in Tennessee to realize that I was miserable.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm sure it's there too.
Well, and anything, Donna, that you'd like to for our listeners about that part of the country? You know, I'm looking at West Virginia, Virginia, Kentucky, Tennessee, North Carolina. Anything that, you know, that's all part of the Appalachian chain, which is beautiful, and a worn down old mountain chain.
Right. Yeah, it is beautiful. And in fact, I tell people that this area here reminds me a lot of it, except that the trees are more evergreen, and in Appalachians, they're more deciduous.
Deciduous, right.
But the mountains look a lot like what the Selkirks look like around here, to me. Don't you think?
Yeah, I agree. I mean... I have not been to West Virginia.
But the ones you saw in North Carolina.
Yeah, North Carolina and Virginia. Yeah. Absolutely. A beautiful part of the country.
And I can tell you that the folks there would give you the shirt off your back. And I think part of that
good
is just...
people.
Well, I think it perhaps it's just because life was always hard. And we're all in the struggle together type of a thing, you know?
If you did go back, you haven't been back since you were five. But if you had to go back, or if you just had the time, if you were on a road trip through the along the eastern part of the United States, where would you go? What would you like to see in West Virginia if you were going to revisit?
Oh, I would like to see my old haunts, but I'd like to go on up because there is a very good salt factory up in the mountains, just north of there for a little bit.
Salt?
J.Q. Dickinson, and it's an underground sea, and they harvest salt from that sea. And
no
they
way.
Used to do it, they did this in like the 1800s, and then the family stopped doing it, and the current family has revived doing it, and it's gotten... I mean, if you're a salt connoisseur, it's evidently good.
I was going to say, so it's sort of like a pedigree, commercial industry with the salt.
Yeah.
Oh, is it marketable?
I mean, they've got a website. I've ordered it.
Oh, go away.
In fact, I first read about it in Food and Wine, so.
It's not your ordinary table Morton salt.
Exactly. Or at least they like you to think it isn't.
Yeah.
When you say there, so... There's a body of water underground
that's still salt,
and it's still a salty body of water, and but in like an open cavern or something.
Yeah, it's sort of like they drill, I think, down like you do for oil or something.
Okay, and then they pull up salt water, pump up salt water, and extract the salt from it, and then sell it. West Virginia salt.
Well, anything else in West Virginia that would be worth a visit besides Welch? And the salt mine and the salt mines.
Of course, Harper's Ferry.
Harper's Ferry, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean,
John Brown and Robert E. Lee.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think the headquarters of the Appalachian Trail Conservancy is there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's sort of like the halfway point, not really, but if people are doing the flopping, they start in Harper's Ferry, go northward, and then, that sort of thing. So, and that's over near D.C., not too far from Washington, D.C., that whole area. Donna? This is incredible. It's been great fun. And we appreciate... Oops. That's my timer to say her time is up.
That's it.
Thank you so much for participating in Know Your States, Know Your Community.
Thank you. Thanks for forcing me down memory lane.
It'll take a while for me to get over your mom taking the laundry in and a fine film of Dark and having to do it over again. Okay. Thank you so much, Donna.
Yeah.